For they will bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Above all else, guard your heart. Your heart. For it affects everything you do. Everything you do. So I'm going to tell you that the man or the woman that wants to walk well is going to have to spend time in God's Word every day. If you'll spend time with Him in the Word every day, and you'll believe what He says under the new covenant and obey Him, I guarantee you can walk in divine health. You don't ever have to have another seizure. Yeah, you ain't never going to have another one. Your sister prayed for you. And she prayed under my anointing. So when she laid hands on you, it was just like I prayed for you. You see what I mean? You won't never have another seizure. You'll walk holy. You'll be obedient to mom and dad. Remember, when mom asks you to do something, do it. Yes, sir. Remember, she's the boss when daddy's not there. And you never give mama a hard time. She tells you to do something, you just say, yes, ma'am. See, that'll keep you, and you too. You know, just because you're a girl, you don't get off the hook. He said, children, not boys and girls, right, brother? Yes. Children, obey your parents in all things, because this is the only promise that has an attachment to it that says, children, if you want it to go well with you and have a long life, you must obey your parents. Isn't that something? There's a lot of sick kids out there today because they won't do that. Now let's go to John 15:7. Show you just a few more of these wonderful promises before we quit. I want you to see something in John 15:7. Oh, that girl? Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Before we quit here, and just now that we'll go two more places here, I will show you this girl that you're talking about. They got so many sins against them that they're going to have to get right. That's why she's dying at 28. But she's got to get rid of the sin of adultery or fornication when you had was bringing a child into the world out of wedlock. Got to repent. If they are Christians, do they both say they're Christians? Okay, if they both say they're Christians and they got to repent, they got to repent for not being in the Word. The husband, he's got to repent for not being the man of God that God called him to be. He's got to look at his life to find out, am I really a Christian? If I am, then I'm supposed to become a new creature, and I'm not supposed to gamble, I'm not supposed to have sex out of wedlock, I'm not supposed to be lying, I'm supposed to be going to church, I'm supposed to be reading the Word of God every day. That's what true children of God do. So, and then if he or her has unforgiveness towards anybody about anything, they have to get rid of it. Unforgiveness is one of the main things that brings cancer into people's lives. Unforgiveness. In fact, I'll just go over that. Let's go to Matthew 18, 21 through 35, and I'll show this gentleman the importance of, all of you that might not know, the importance of walking in forgiveness. Because if you do not walk in forgiveness, I'm going to show you where God's going to send a terrible tormenting spirit to torment you, and that spirit is usually the spirit of cancer. So I want to show you in Matthew 18, start verse 21. It says, then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times. Now let me ask you a question. I want you to answer me seriously. Peter thought he was on safe ground. Because let me ask you this question. When did somebody sin against you seven times and you forgave them all seven times? I mean, you would think that if I did something to you in one day and you forgave me and I come and said, I'm sorry, forgive me, and if I did it again in 30 minutes, after about the fourth time, you'd probably punch me out. Probably. See, he's honest. Is that the way we are? So here Peter thinks, I'm on safe ground. I'm going to ask to be forgiven seven times. And what did Jesus tell him? No, he said seven, not seven times. What did he say? 70 times 7. Now let me tell you, there's not much difference between 7 and 70 times 7. Isn't that something? Yeah. You know, so the thing about it is, we're either going to forgive 70 times 7 or 7, and 7 is not very many. But we think it's a lot. I mean, how many times have you seen somebody get a divorce when somebody sinned some way against their mate, maybe twice? Maybe they got sideways with their mate. I mean, maybe they burned a toast or something. Don't you burn that toast again, woman. I'll get rid of you. I'll get me another one. Do you hear men talk like that? Yeah, men talk like that. We're stupid. Threaten our wives with divorce. All because you burned the toast. Y'all know where I'm coming from? It's silly, isn't it? We're not dedicated Christians. But if your wife burns a toast, in fact, the very first weekend after we got married, we come home, Cheryl put some toast in the stove, and she let it get, she was all thinking about her new husband. She wasn't working about that bread, and she burned the toast. You know, of course, things have changed since then, you know. But she burned the bread, and she brought the bread, and she said, "Honey, I'm so sorry." She's scraping the black stuff off. "That's the only two pieces of bread I had left in the house, and I'm so sorry I burned the toast." I looked at it and said, "Put some butter in it. That's just the way I like it." See, now what would some guys say? "You burned that toast? Woman, what do you mean? Burning that, especially if that's the last two pieces of bread you had? What are you doing?" Well, I mean, y'all see where I'm coming from? So then he never forgets that. See, well, a month or two later, she puts some more toast in. She burns it again. She said, "Oh, honey, I'm so sorry I burned it." He said, "Look, I forgive you last time, but I ain't forgiving you this time." See, Peter thought if he could ask forgiveness seven times, he's okay, right? She burned seven pieces of toast. Jesus said, "No, Peter, not seven. But how many? 74. She burns the toast 490 times, and you still got to say, "That's the way I like it, honey. Put some butter on it, some jelly. I'll eat it anyway." Hey, is that what God said, A.A.? So who are we going to believe, God or the world? We better believe God. Well, let's see what happens here. But people don't. What I'm saying is people don't believe God, and they don't forgive, and they get a grudge against somebody. Instead of just dropping it and throwing it away, they keep holding on to it. But Jesus said, you must forgive 70 times 7. Now, if Jesus told you that it's important to forgive somebody 70 times 7, there must be something extremely important why you have to do this. Well, let's see why it's important. You'll see. Let's go on to the next couple of verses. "For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought to him who owed him millions of dollars." Actually, in the King James, it says 10,000 talents. That's $3.8 billion. Now, that's a lot of money. Millions or billions, whichever way, it's a lot of money. Okay, let's see what happened in verse 25 and 26. "He couldn't pay, so the king ordered that he..." Now, first of all, let's look. Who's going to be sold now? Him. And who? His wife and his children and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. So out of this family here on the front row, if this man had an unforgiveness, who's going to pay the consequences? All of them. Now see, a lot of times we don't know that. So men and women get into an unforgiveness. Maybe the woman gets into an unforgiveness toward the husband for some stupid little thing, and she won't forgive, and she doesn't realize that she and him used to be two, but now they're one. So now then, she is part of you, or you're part of her together, and your children. If you get into an unforgiveness, it opens the door to everybody on this row here, including yourself, including all y'all's assets, to be attacked by the devil. Isn't that something? People don't understand why we have cancer. We don't understand why our children are dying. When I learned this years ago, Terry, she walked into the church one day and said, "Pastor, I understand you have a healing ministry, and I've got three sons, and they're all sick, and I want you to pray for them so they can all get healed." I said, "Well, young lady, it's not that simple." I said, "There's a sin in your life." She said, "What do you mean, a sin?" I said, "There's something wrong here." This happened several years ago. And I said, "So your children are all sick?" She said, "Yes, all three of them." And I said, "Well, how are you and your husband getting along?" She said, "We're not." I said, "Oh, there's your problem." She said, "What do you mean?" I said, you're not submitting to your husband. Submit to my husband? I'll submit to him over his dead body. So anyway, I told her, I said, this is your problem, woman. She said, if you're telling me my children and everything is sick and we're in the doctor's office every 2 weeks because of my sin, she said, you're crazy. I said, no, ma'am, I ain't crazy. I know exactly what God's Word says. She goes up and screams out the church, man, you're crazy. I ain't never seen nobody like you. And she goes bouncing out the door screaming at me. I said, woman, you ask God, he'll tell you I'm right. On the way home, she's fussing at God. God, this pastor you got down there at the Living Savior Church, he is an idiot. He's saying I'm sick because of my sin. And the Lord says, Terry, he's right. Now, when God speaks, you know, he got her attention. What? Lord, he said, did I not tell you to submit to me in everything? Well, yes, Lord, I don't have a problem submitting to you. He said, Terry, what does submit mean? She said, well, it means obey. He said, that's exactly right. Did I tell you to submit to your husband in all things? Lord, if you think I'm going to obey him, it's going to be over his dead body. He said, no, Terry, it'll be over your children's dead bodies. Now, you talk about getting a mother's attention? That got a mother's attention. She had a grudge against her husband, and her entire family had been turned over to the devil by God. And she was having all kinds of financial problems. They was having financial problems. The children were sick and afflicted. In fact, their boy that was nearly 10 years old, he was going to be in a wheelchair within 6 months to a year, and he was going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. Now, how would you like to have that in front of you? And when I told her the truth, she couldn't stand it. But when God spoke to her, she came back to me and told me, said, Thurman, the Lord said you were right. I need to listen to what you have to say. So I told her what to do. I said, you got to forgive your husband. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to obey him. She said, well, I've even prayed like this, that he would die in a car wreck and I'd get double indemnity so I could pay off the house. Sounds like a woman really loves her husband, doesn't it? She'd been through 10 years of hell and doesn't have a clue what's causing it. And I tell her. So she goes home that night and walks into the bedroom. Frank's already in bed. She says, Frank,
we are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled Free Health Insurance, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.